So somebody asked the question, what if your teacher is a reprobate? So to me, this could kind of go for if your teacher is a reprobate, or like, what if your boss at work is a reprobate? And, you know, in my opinion, if you're in that situation, you might have to just kind of sit down and shut up and put up with it. But it's very likely to vex your righteous soul to be around someone like that. So I think if there's any way to be in a different situation, you know, I would want to get out of that situation. I'd want to get in a different class or get a different job, because I wouldn't want to have my boss or my teacher be a reprobate. But if you're in a situation where that's your teacher, I guess you just have to just kind of just get through it and just kind of bite your tongue and just, you guys have any thoughts on that? Pastor Shelley, you got anything on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think unfortunately with our world, it's only going to get, these scenarios are going to become like more increased, that people are going to have to be in a situation where they're around, you know, the sodomite or a reprobate in any shape or form. And, I think even obviously during the time of Christ and the Apostle Paul, they're around these people, and you just use your discretion to just, you know, avoid them, not talk to them. I mean, obviously even Jesus Christ, he holds his tongue when he's confronted with Herod. He just kind of wants nothing to do with them. And, you know, an example that I kind of go to a lot of times is just in the Old Testament with Abigail and her husband Nabal, where, you know, he's described as a son of Belial, and she even says that he's a son of Belial, and her interaction with him seems to be pretty limited. And in fact, at one point afterwards, she blesses David and kind of comes back. The Bible says that she told him everything that she did or whatever. And one of the things that she did was curse him, because she was telling David that she wanted him to be like all of his enemies. And so she's basically cursing her own husband. But at the same time, she's still, you know, there. And I just kind of, you know, I just kind of make this idea of like, it's, you know, if you married someone like that, even, it's just kind of like you're reprobate to just keep people away from and to protect them from him, maybe your children or whatever situation. So maybe even in a classroom setting or a boss, you know, you can just, since you know of the danger there, you could protect people from that situation. But if I worked for somebody that was a reprobate and I had the opportunity to get a different job, I would try to get a different job. And, you know, I've been in a position where I was actually working for a software company. They were hiring someone that was, you know, openly a sodomite. And I was supposed to interview him. I just ended the call. And then I just told my boss, I said, if you want to hire this person, I'm going to quit. And basically my boss was just like, okay, well, we're not going to hire him probably. So, you know, don't worry about it. And then really nothing happened. Nothing even came of it. So, you know, I'm not saying that that would be the case everywhere. Obviously at Starbucks, they'd probably just be like, take a hike, buddy. But, you know, if you're a valuable employee, you know, sometimes, you know, if you hold your convictions and use some discretion, you can still make the best of those situations. But I think it really just comes down to discretion, you know, using the best discretion you can, and just, you know, obviously they're everywhere. I mean, I don't, at this point, to limit your interaction, you're going to have to hide in a cave or something, you know, so you just got to use your best judgment and just protect yourself and your family and watch the Sodomite Deception.
Dude, that movie, let me just, I don't know if I've told you how much I like that movie, but you guys did a really good job on that. I was really impressed by the Sodomite Deception movie. I was blown away by the quality, and so I highly recommend it. It's very good. So thank you for making that, Pastor Shelley. That was good stuff.